Starting by reading from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 and 12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. God thinks about us. His thoughts toward us are for peace, and he has hope for each of us. Theologian Trapp shared, God's thoughts run upon his children, the children of affliction especially, as a father's do upon his dear children. He thinks about us. He knows us. When the Jewish people were under the rule of the Babylonians, and they were in exile, God shared with his people that he was with them. The Lord had a special purpose for those in captivity, and he was with his people during the time of suffering. And God was listening, as he always does. He was listening to the prayers of his people. We can rest in him as we are his people. We are God's special possession. I hope you feel that this morning. We are dearly loved. As we read through Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28, please recognize the woman in this story has true and unending confidence in Jesus Christ. She knows that Jesus will be able to heal her daughter. She had great faith as she worshiped Jesus, even before she approached him to ask for a miracle. The disciples believed that Jesus had gone outside of this Jewish territory to speak to those who were not followers. The disciples encouraged Jesus to move on from this woman, this Syrophoenician woman, otherwise known as a Canaanite woman. But the woman persisted and ended with a prayer before Jesus. I'll be starting at Matthew 15, verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word, and so his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. This broken-hearted woman, this mom, was begging for Jesus for his help. She knew in her mind, and she was very confident, that Jesus had the ability to heal her daughter. Matthew writes of this woman being a Canaanite, and she indeed was a descendant from Israel's ancient enemies. What was she thinking, approaching Jesus and asking for this blessing? The disciples tried to send her away, but she continued to return. The woman had prayed over her daughter continuously, and that led to her daughter's needs becoming her own needs. The mother was a practiced and proficient prayer warrior, and she asked continuously for her daughter's healing, and she would always end with a prayer. Aren't we a bit shocked that Jesus pushed her away? He didn't answer with encouraging words. He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. I'm only here to speak to those who don't believe." But she was persistent. Her daughter's prayer was her prayer. She approached Jesus three times, each time saying, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." This mother was not saying, "Help my daughter, help them, help the community to recognize my daughter is demon possessed." She was saying, "Lord, help me." Theologians have studied this three-word prayer consistently. It's a very useful prayer, as it's very short. And I can remember being exhausted and getting the kids ready for school, and the backpack was missing or the shoe was missing, and I remember saying, "Lord, help me," as I'm looking for shoes before I head out the door. It's a prayer that comes to our mind quite quickly, and it's easy. It's easy when we're at a loss of words. It comes to mind quickly when we are frightened or worried. "Lord, help me." Charles Spurgeon writes about this prayer, saying you can use it in the pulpit if you are going to preach. You can use it when you are opening your own shop. You can use it when you are rising in the morning. It is such a handy prayer that I hardly know any position in which you could not pray, "Lord, help me." But then why did he refer to her as a dog? Other Bible versions have it written as a little dog. Jesus was trying to discourage this woman from coming to him, but she was consistent in her request, showing that her need was real. She was a truly dedicated intercessor. She was calling on God. She was committed and devoted, intervening on behalf of her daughter, praying, begging, and petitioning the Lord. She was quite courageous, and she was steadfast, no matter what others were thinking of her. But she did realize she was small in this situation. Perhaps Jesus called her a little dog to soften the harshness of those words. A dog was a slur frequently used to call Gentiles at that time. It had been shared that Jesus was referring to her as a dog, you know, one of those dogs that would sit on your lap or belongs in your family, a household dog. We weren't there, so we don't know his tone. But in my heart of hearts, I doubt that it was a very harsh term. Very harsh tone. Having true faith, this woman felt that the crumbs from Jesus would be an entire feast for her. She was not going to be thought of as bothersome and be brushed off. This mom pushed on and kept praying, "Lord, help me." Let's reflect and think, have we ever brushed somebody off because we were busy, we were late, they were being bothersome? Have we ever felt brushed off by someone? That doesn't feel good. Perhaps we need to check in with our attitude and our actions. Take the time to think and pray before we react. Take the time to think and pray. Strive to change our lives and live life patterns that are more like Jesus. If necessary, we can pray out loud saying, "You know what? This needs correction in my life, Lord." And ask God to help in making the change. I'm so thankful Karis shared this morning. I'm so thankful that she got to the point where she just gave it to God. Yeah. And that's what this woman is doing at this time. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Paul had written this to further clarify that in Christ we are all the same. We are equal to one another. Paul wrote this for the churches of Galatia in reference to Abraham's faith and that of his descendants. There's an affirmation here. This affirmation unites all Christians in Jesus Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. Doesn't matter your nationality. Neither slave nor free, rich or poor. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Thomas Aquinas, I hope I'm saying that right, Aquinas, was an Italian priest and scholastic philosopher who noted five things that were very purposeful for the deliverance of this woman who had a demon-possessed child. First, the woman's humility. Her humility in sharing. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I went on to read and study that the woman had turned Jesus' words inside out. Being called a little dog is certainly, it could be taken as an insult, but she took it as an open door to share her faith. Next, her patience as she endured what seemed to be criticisms of the Lord, by the Lord. She was patient. Her prayer, thirdly, her prayer, Lord, help me, is a prayer that is full of faith. It is short, it is humble, it is modest, it is respectful, it is passionate and persevering. It is relying on the mercy of God alone. Lord, help me. Fourth, he wrote that the woman did not cease in asking till she obtained what she desired. This reiterates her perseverance. And finally, fifth, her faith. Jesus said, "Woman, you have great faith." Wow, to hear those words from Jesus. To know them in your heart. You have great faith. This incident didn't occur in the shadows and just one-on-one. It was in the crowd, and all of the crowd heard it, and all of the crowd heard the things that Jesus had shared. Thomas Aquinas' quote is complete with this statement, "If we had these five qualities, we should be delivered from every devil, that is, from all sin, which may Christ grant us to be. Amen." The woman called Jesus Lord. She changed her focus and called him Lord. Jesus truly was her Lord. She was submissive to the Lord. She praised him for who he is. Well, no one expected Jesus to answer her prayer due to this woman's great faith and her brief prayer, "Lord, help me." Jesus did respond to her immediately. Her love and her care for her child allowed her to express her faith on the behalf of someone else's needs. This is faith at its greatest, praying for someone else. You can lift others up. You have the power to do that through Jesus Christ. There's nothing else recorded about this time that Jesus spent in the cities of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus was truly meant to be there to meet that woman, to see her faith. And he was called to heal her afflicted daughter. I feel that if the child had not been healed, she would have felt sad and bad. But with her faith, she would have known that that was God's plan. That was Jesus' plan. If the daughter had passed away, she would have known that her daughter was with Jesus. But that day, at that time, it was Jesus' plan to heal her perfectly. This example of healing power of Jesus is mentioned in Mark 7, verses 24 to 30. Listen to hear how this woman made her daughter's needs her own needs. Listen to hear how Jesus was there to start helping break down the wall between the Jews and the Gentiles. At first, it was to be done quietly. But the people saw how Jesus is present at all times. For all people, as this Gentile sinner openly shared how Jesus was her Lord. I'm in Mark 7, sharing from Mark 7, starting at verse 24. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syria, Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And then he told her, "For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on a bed, and the demon was gone. People heard and saw what Jesus had done, and then they wrote about it. Alan Ironside is a pastor and a theologian. His name is Henry Alan Ironside. "Nothing appealed to our blessed Lord more than faith coupled with humility." We are encouraged to hold on to the Lord for all of his blessings. He is pleased to grant us his blessings in his way at his time. Lord, help me. Let that be our prayer. And I encourage you to lift others up as well. Loving people always brings joy and refreshment. It's like a pick-me-up when you care for others. It brings peace to you as well as to the person you're praying for. There is grace and mercy in coming to Jesus Christ, just as we are. His promises have and will be made for all believers, even those who are weak or those who feel weak. As a believer, know that he is with you. Your challenge this week: Lord, help me. May that be your prayer when you feel hurt or angered or worried or filled with anxiety. Know that he loves you. He walks with you. Show humility in your Christian walk and say it out loud: Lord, help me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, when we are uncertain about what we should do, show us your way. When we don't know which way to turn, teach us and show us. In everything we do, we ask you to guide us. We trust you, and we ask that you would protect us. Help us to have the faith of this Canaanite woman. Help us to hear your voice and to let you guide us on this road called life. Help us to draw closer to you. Thank you for the people who are struggling in this life. Thank you for those that are here with us today who are struggling. Father God, we lift them up to you. We lift them so you see them, you hear them, you know who they are, you know who I am, you know who we are. May Lord help me be their prayer and our prayer as well. In your precious name, amen. Would anyone like to share or comment either to Karis or the sermon this morning?